Good morning. I'm Dr. David Louie, and today is Wednesday of the third week in Advent, December 20th, 2023. Our lesson today is from Matthew chapter 24, verses 45 through 51. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, my master is delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants, and eats and drinks with drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and he will cut him in pieces and put him with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The season of Advent is an annual reminder to us that God does not always act in a way that aligns with our expectations. Jesus was born in a remote place. He was born under cover of darkness. Although he was the very fullness of deity dwelling bodily in our midst, he came to a world that wasn't really expecting him. He came to a people that, for the most part, wasn't looking for him. And most of the people he encountered in his earthly ministry did not recognize him. Now, of course, the prophets of Israel had long promised Jesus' arrival, the coming of God on the last and great day, in the end times. But for many living at the time of Jesus, it probably felt as if that blessed day would never come. It had to have been a struggle for the people of Israel to maintain a living hope in God's promises, even over such a wide expanse of years and in the face of so many profound discouragements. The gospel text appointed for today reveals to us that our Lord's second coming will again happen at a time and in a manner that many do not expect. In the meantime, Christians are admonished to remain vigilant, not turning aside to the right or to the left, but rather walking in faithful obedience with eyes fixed upon the promise of Jesus' certain return. Jesus issues a sober warning in this text. The risk of distraction while we wait is real and spiritually perilous, and he wants his church to be a people ever mindful of the fact that the master of the house will return, and on that day, all flesh will give account before him. Underneath that sober warning, however, there is also rich comfort in this text, especially for Christians who find themselves struggling amidst life's many vexing trials and painful ambiguities. Jesus' words in this text offer to us the assurance that although it may not presently look like it, he indeed will come again. And when he does, the sorrows of history will give way to the blessedness of an eternal kingdom. Blessed are they who keep watch. Blessed are they who keep their eyes fixed upon the promise of Jesus to return and to make all things right. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the Lord of history and the one true hope of the weary. Mercifully grant to your church a certain and unwavering confidence in the glorious return of your beloved Son, Jesus. Strengthen us by your Holy Spirit so that we will neither be overcome by the adversities of our earthly sojourn, nor seduced by the allure of lesser things. Help us rather to walk with joy and sober vigilance as we await the coming of your blessed kingdom. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.